So the Nobel Prize for Literature has just been awarded to a Tanzanian-born novelist. Abdulrazak Gurnah's work focuses on colonialism and the fate of refugees. He arrived in the UK as a refugee aged 18 in the 1960s and has now retired from teaching English at the University of Kent. Let's go to Paul Rees, who's now in Stockholm. So, Paul, how much of a landmark is this year's prize?
I think very much a landmark, Nick, especially for African literature. Obviously, for Abdulrazak Gurnah, I'm trying not to be impolite because the press conference is still going on behind me. Gurnah, the recipient of this prize after a process that's seen countless nominations come in from around the world, sifted down to a list of five by the Nobel Committee, a secret list of five. We'll never know. We will know in 50 years who the other nominees were. And then the chairman of the Nobel Committee coming through the doors behind me and making the rather solemn announcement about 10 minutes ago. But this is significant for one reason. A few years ago, the Swedish Academy, nearly 250-year-old institution, promised to modernise, especially in the wake of a Me Too scandal here in Stockholm involving the Academy, promised to be more gender-balanced, promised to be more global, and they have fulfilled that latter now. This is the first prize to a non-European or American in nearly a decade. But perhaps one stark statistic still is that only 16 women have won this prize still out of the 118 winners overall. So 102 men to 16 women. But still with Abdulrazak Gurnah's prize cited for his writings on the effect of colonialism, giving a voice to refugees. This is obviously a wonderful day for African literature.
All right, Paul, thanks very much. Paul Rees in Stockholm.